We are in Simen Reish Chav Gimel. We are up to Siv Dalet, and we'll be doing Dalet and Hay. B'shas HaKinyin Yesh Lo Levarech Af Al Pi Shadayin Lo Nishtamish Bahem. The halachi is that when do you make the bracha? At the time of the acquisition, even though you didn't use the object yet. She'ein HaBracha El Al Yedei Simchas HaLev Shu Sameach B'Kniyos Son. You make a shechianu upon buying it, because the simcha is when you acquire something. That's only if it is usable. So say you buy a new suit and it needs alteration. The halacha is you would not be able to say a shechianu at the time you buy it. You would wait until you get it back from alternations, from the tailor. Furthermore, when you get it back, you wouldn't make the bracha either, because you didn't just acquire it. You would make a bracha when you put it on then. Now, the Mechaber goes on and says, U'kishayil b'shei mevarech malbish arumim, when you put them on, you make the bracha of malbish arumim. Now, first of all, if you made a shechiyarnu b'shas kinyan, then you say a malbish arumim later. If you bought something that needed alteration, and then you get it back and you put it on, you would say malbish arumim and then shechiyarnu. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you're putting it on in the morning, then you can be yotzei the malbish arumim with the malbish arumim of birkas hashachar. Sif hey, kono kelim shemishtamshim bem hu uvnei veso. If you bought an object that you and your family use, mavarech hatov ha-meitiv. So this would go for all appliances. There's certainly expensive objects that you'd say hatov ha-meitiv. If you bought an object for yourself, and at the same time you bought an object for your family, you make two brachas. You say a shechiyanu on the object that's for yourself, and a tova meitiv on the object of the family. One will not be motzi the other one. Now, what happens if you buy clothing for people in your family? So it says here that what you're supposed to do is say a tova meitiv, because there's also a tova for you that your family looks respectable. That's how the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. Whereas if you buy it for your servants, it's like you're giving them lunch. There you're giving them gifts. But your own family, you really want everyone to see them as looking mechubed. Further, in nosna lo b'matana, mevarech hatov ha-meitiv shu tova lo v'lanosn. If you got a gift, you say hatov ha-meitiv, because the one who gives you the gift also gets hanah from it. Now, the one who gives the gift certainly doesn't make a bracha. But the one who receives it can include the one who gives it as a hatov ha-meitiv, meaning he can call this sharing simcha, because he knows that the one who gave him the gift enjoys that. Not that way when someone gives you money. It's not hatov ha-meitiv, because we understand that there's something of a busha. It's embarrassing. Unless, of course, it's some kind of prize that a person won. Now, some hold that this is really the day of the Yerushalmi only, and that the Bavli argues with it. And according to the Bavli, you would say a shechiyanu, because we're talking about the brachas of shechiyanu atov ha-meitiv require hano gashmis. Giving a present, giving a gift, is not called a hano gashmis. And they hold, the Bavli really argues, and lahalacha, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that you should say a shechiyanu and not a atov ha-meitiv.